Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host on this wonderful Tuesday morning, May 20th, 2014. How are you this morning? I trust that you're walking or have awakened in victory. I trust that you are sensing the energies of heaven and the reality of God's care and love over us. It's a wonderful day. You know why? Because we're seeing it. Praise God. Well, I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed, and I'm glad you asked. And we're looking forward to our session today, going before the throne of God. It's always a pleasure in His presence. There's fullness of joy. Full, not happiness. Happiness has to do with happenings. And we may be happy over the fact that we have the opportunity to come together like we are. However, happiness is a fleeting experience, but joy is permanent. No matter what the storm, the nature of it, the rise and fall of the tides, or whether you're in the valley or on the mountaintop, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. It's something that's given to us that's a permanent residence, if you will. So today, our focus is the idea of being in the school of suffering. Oops, that scares many. No, it's nothing to be afraid of. Let us look at a scripture that was left with us in the Gospels. And in the Gospels, we have a record of a statement from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the statement says, it's in John chapter 14, verse 14. Please join us there. The Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 14. And, of course, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Verse 14 says thus, "Yes, I will grant, I myself will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name," as presenting all that I am. I'd just like to read that once again. Verse 14, John chapter 14 and verse 14 says, "Yes, I will grant, I myself will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name, as presenting all that I am." That's assurance that we've just received directly from the Word of God. God loves and honors movement, and that's what faith is. Now, loving obedience moves us into the realm of prayer. There's a prayer realm, and obedience moves us into the prayer realm. It makes us co-heirs of the wealth of Christ. Yes, Christ has wealth. We receive the riches of His grace through the Holy Spirit, who will abide with us and be in us. Therefore, obedience to God qualifies us to pray effectively. Jesus learned obedience through suffering. In other words, He lived in the school of suffering. And at the same time, He learned prayer through obedience. Let's rehash that for a second so that we don't miss that important point. There's an important point there that can easily slip through our fingers if we're not watching it and listening closely. Here's what it says. Jesus learned obedience through suffering. At the same time, he learned prayer through obedience. Do you see the connection? Just as it is the prayer of a righteous person that avails much, so it is righteousness that is obedient to God. Powerful, circular understanding and reasoning. Therefore, a righteous person is an obedient person. He can accomplish great things when he or she goes to their knees. So we learn obedience like Christ did through suffering. And we learn prayer through obedience. That is potent stuff. That's the lesson from the school of suffering. Praise the Lord. Well, let us adventure into the throne room of our Heavenly Father on this Tuesday morning. And it's a pleasure that we have that kind of access and that we can do so without fear. Of course, the fear of God, but without the fear that comes upon man and which is a spirit not from God. Let us go there. Father, we come upon your welcoming us. You've welcomed us into your presence. We are here to worship. We're here to bow down. We're here to present our hearts to you. We want you to condition our hearts today as we bow humbly before you and submit to your touch, to your presence, to your rulings and your overrulings. Even now, we bow before the throne of the Most High. You are the only wise God. You are the God that loves, that cares. You are the God that provides. You are the God that is true. You are mighty and almighty. So we enter into your presence with great respect and joy, knowing that we have this relationship that you initiated, you set it up, and we are walking with you because of your love. Father, we ask that you would touch our innermost being, touch our hearts. We present our hearts before you. If there be any wicked way in us, we ask that you would forgive us. Touch us with your finger of change and restoration and transformation. Forgive us. According to your word, also cleanse us from all unrighteousness, so that our prayers avail much, because we exist under the covering of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your holy presence, and we bless your name today. We thank you for the action of the Holy Spirit that has spoken to us and has drawn us to you. We thank you on this day. Thank you for all of our prayer partners that are on. Bless them richly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, welcome. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning. And we pray that God's richest blessing will rest upon you. If you have a praise report, or a prayer request, now would be a good time to share that with all of us, and we will be glad to celebrate God's doings. We'll be glad to celebrate the fact that we can come before Him, standing in the gap and interceding on behalf of ourselves and all those who need the touch of the Lord on this day. And I'm sure there are many people around the earth today that needs His touch. So even if you need it, you let us know and we will join you in prayer. But I'm always overjoyed with you as you join us on these adventures. For us, it's an adventure because we don't know where the Holy Spirit will take us. However, it's always to a wonderful place. I have a prayer request, and we would like to stand in the gap for a good friend, a good personal friend, and a friend of our ministry. And it's Reverend Wilkes, Bernard Wilkes, and his family. They're in bereavement. Reverend Wilkes' wife went to be with the Lord on yesterday after a long period of illness. She departed this life around about 3 o'clock on yesterday afternoon. And therefore, the family is now in bereavement, missing the wife and the mother and the grandmother, and she was all of that to her family. And we are confident that she is with the Lord. However, we want to pray for those who she has left behind, beginning with her husband, Bernard Wilkes, good friend of mine, many, many years, good co-laborer, if you will. So we want to pray for him and the family right now. We don't have any funeral arrangements for those who are in our zone that may be interested in that. And as soon as we receive that information or those pieces of information, we will supply those. But in the meantime, we want to hold them up and lift them up. These are people of God. This is a family of God. We know them well. We love them. And they are the real deal. So let us pray for them right now. Father, we thank you that we don't grieve as the unrighteous do. You've given us a hope above hope. Our hope is in you. Our confidence is in you. We know that if Jesus himself was resurrected from the dead, we too shall be raised at the day of his appearing. So we have much hope. Now we present the Wilkes family, Reverend Bernard Wilkes and his family, to you. We bring them before you, knowing that these are your people, and we pray their strength in a moment of extreme grief. We pray that you would strengthen them, that they would indeed, in this moment, experience a peace that passes all understanding. Truly a peace and a joy that will not fail. So we ask for your mercy and your grace to come into their lives by the Holy Spirit in a special and unique way during this period of grieving. We thank you, Lord, that you are there. You are the rock. No matter what the storm is, we have an anchor in Jesus Christ, and we thank you right now. So bless Bernard and bless the rest of the family, all of the children, all of the grandchildren, in a mighty way. And cause, let this occasion cause them to rest in you even in a greater way than they already have, to look to you for all their needs in this moment. Bless them with strength, with confidence, with courage, in Jesus' name, and most of all, peace. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, Dr. Wilkes is a... Yes, someone is making a statement. Would you speak?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have a prayer request and a praise report.
Praise the
Lord. Request is that in the midst of our tribulations and our trials, the whole body of Christ, that will have an awesome, pleasurable relationship with the Lord. The praise report is that I enjoy a very pleasurable relationship with the Lord. And early in the morning, he's given me songs, new songs, and I've been journaling for years, and he gives me so much songs, and just I love hearing from him and spending time with the Lord. And I don't have my husband, but the Lord is such a husband, you know. So my heart is that in the midst of our tribulation and our trials, we have a lot of times of refreshing, and especially for the pastors and the first ladies, that they enjoy their relationship with God and enjoy their relationship with each other, and that they have lots of times of refreshing for strength. So
praise
that's
my Lord.
Prayer and report.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that. Of course, we want to have a rich, rewarding experience with the Lord, and we want to be refreshed and strengthened, particularly those of us that are in ministry. We need that all the time because we give out so much of ourselves. We pour out a lot, pouring into the lives of others. And, of course, we need constant refilling and refreshing as well. And I always help others to understand that we're to minister from an overflow and not from what's contained, but from the overflow, so that what's contained is what we need and what overflows is what we can give away. And so we thank God for that praise report, that prayer request, and just pray for us continually. And I always say, when you bow your head to bless your meal, just ask God to bless Pastor Gregory and his wife Elizabeth. That means we could be being prayed for by each individual around the earth at least 3 times a day. I think that's wonderful. We can use that and more. Praise God. And if you eat more often than that, well then praise God. 4 times a day, 5 times. But on a very serious note, yeah, please pray for us and for all those who are in ministry. That leads us to the next item on our prayer agenda or list of prayer targets. And I would like us to pray for missionaries. And I say missionaries because there are many missionaries, people that God has sent out into the vineyard to do his bidding, to reach others with the good news and the gospel. And their ministries, rather missionaries of a domestic nature, in other words, they're not necessarily overseas, they've just gone out into the hoods and neighborhoods, and they're making a difference. And then there are those who travel to distant places And it doesn't matter. The nature of the battle is the same. It's bringing light, causing light to penetrate darkness wherever darkness is. And so we want to pray for them. They confront many challenges. And I think it would be a good thing if we cover them with prayer today. I know that I'm here on this program in this moment because of missionaries. That's the absolute truth. Missionaries came to the cities where I live, all the way, thousands of miles, brought the gospel, and it resulted in my salvation at the age of 8 in Sunday school, and my continued walk with the Lord, even when I fell astray, if you will, the Lord was still with me, and he ensured that I would not depart from the way that I was raised. That's God. So missionaries are important people. So we want to lift them up today because there's some missionary somewhere that needs reassurance, that needs encouragement, might even be thinking of removing the hand from the plow. But we're going to pray today that this person is renewed, revitalized, and is effective. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord, according to John chapter 14 and verse 13 and 14, to forgive our missionaries and their spouses and their children, those who are under the age of accountability of their sins, trespasses that they may have committed, iniquities that they have engaged in, and transgressions that they have stood in. Lord Jesus, we plead the atoning blood over each of them, the husband, the wife, the children, and extended families, whether they be at home, in their place of birth, or are in another land, some distant place, out in the field, abroad. Bless them, but give them all that they need. If there are any of them that are lacking living accommodations and an atmosphere about them that's reassuring, right now we ask, Lord, in accordance with your will, that you would destroy all curses, all acts of witchcraft, divination, sorcery, bewitchment, evil spoken words, prayed, chants, thoughts, and the power of those words and prayers that are coming against their liberty in you in this day. Cleanse them of all darkness and fill them with the light of your presence. Loose warring and ministering angels to drive out all foul, wicked, demonic, and tormenting, and the evil spirits, anything that traffics and deals in darkness from around them, from their atmosphere, and we send and command these to go back to the abyss in the name of Jesus. We curse all sickness and disease and command them out of the lives of those families that are on assignment. And by the authority given us by God's word in Luke 10 and 19, in the name of Jesus, we command all symptoms and manifestations of any sicknesses and diseases to cease, to leave, and to go from their atmosphere and from their environment. In the name of Jesus, we speak divine health over them, wellness in their spirit, in their mind, in their will, in their emotions, in their bodies. restore proper authority in the family where they might be rebellion. Loose angels to protect the families and their surroundings and bless them with great favor and true friends and people that support them on their mission and task. Lord, we ask you to increase their discernment. Increase their spiritual discernment naturally as well. And send them forth that Jesus Christ would be glorified greatly in that region and among those people that they're sent to bring the light. We proclaim and declare that evil strongholds, principalities, and powers are torn down over those regions in the name of Jesus, that the fighting and battling angels have the victory.
Yes,
we command the evil spirits to flee from these regions and to go into the abyss with their lies of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Their effects, adverse effects, their chains and their bondages falling off of any to whom they've applied these. The captives are set free. The blind is able to see. The ears of the deaf begins to hear. The sick and diseased are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now there exists God's liberty among these people. Heavenly Father, you declared the decree in your word in Psalm 2, verse 8, to your Son. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. We declare the same decree. Souls set free, delivered out of the kingdom of darkness, their gates and lands taken from Jesus Christ, and their souls redeemed as his dear sons and daughters, coming into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of his dear Son, with praise and glory and honor to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our sovereign Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on this day. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for those that are obedient that will go and have gone. The missionaries, the ones bearing light.
Thank you for that, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, strengthen them. Amen. Bless them. Meet every need. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, over its all men.
Lord of hosts, hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
For doing it.
We thank Glory to God.
We thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the victory this day, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Wherever we stand our feet, Lord, let us walk in peace, Lord. Hallelujah,
Lord,
Jesus. Hallelujah,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for this
Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
can you Hallelujah.
Thank you
Gracious
for your anointing.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I have a praise report. I thank God for our sound today. Our sound is like crystal clear, and that serves us real well on this day. Amen. I praise God for everything. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good morning. I believe someone
yes.
is wanting to say something. Well, please speak. Your line is open.
Good morning. I have a prayer request for this morning. I would
yes.
like to, first of all, give God thanks for all of these blessings. But this morning I would like to lift up a very good friend of mine. We've known each other for several years. She lives back home in Trinidad. And she's actually the mother of my nephew. And
yes.
both herself and her husband, I'd like to lift them up in prayer. Her name is Marva and her husband's name is Donald. Apparently, there was some conflict between the husband and his relatives. And since that misunderstanding, they both fell ill. The husband just suddenly stopped eating, stopped drinking, and he is a person that has diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, like, sitting around for a couple of days, and eventually his wife, which is my friend Mama, she decided to take him to the hospital, and the nurses and the doctors told her that she brought him just in time because his blood level was very high, his sugar level was very high. He was almost into a coma. He got over that barely, and then directly after that, she got ill. And she's been sick now for like 3 weeks. I only found out when I called her on Mother's Day to wish her happy Mother's Day. Long story short is that she herself is very weak. Can't pinpoint exactly what it is, but she has pain in her body, especially in her head and all that. I prayed with her on Sunday, but I would just like to lift them up both in prayer because I believe based on what I heard that this is something more than just them being ill.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's not unusual. That's not unusual, you know, in our world today. People do dastardly things and to affect and to try to enforce their will. However, our God is almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
He does love and does show grace and mercy to those that need it and that are humble, that are online to receive whatever he has to offer.
They are not saved, so we can also pray for their salvation. I continually do that, but we can just pray their salvation also in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah. Father, we thank you that your throne is placed and steady and permanent. It never moves. It never shakes. It is there. Nothing can affect its existence. You are there. Your throne represents your power, your authority over all the earth, over all of creation, the entire universe. Your throne is the source, the only source. And you are the only wise God. And we come before your throne because standing in your presence gives us the authority and the power to speak that which be not as though it were. And Father, today we speak divine supernatural healing over Donald and over Marva in the name of Jesus. Today, by your word, we sever the tentacles of evil, the curses that have been sent in their direction by someone in order to enforce their will over Marva and Donald. We speak right now word of healing and recovery. We command every demonic design to fail right now in the name of Jesus. It collapses in the name of Jesus like a paper bag that cannot stand. It folds in the name of Jesus. The entire plot, the entire scheme, in the name of Jesus. And these two people, this husband, this wife, is able to stand in strength and in authority and in power. Father, by your Holy Spirit, touch their innermost being. Cause them to hunger and to thirst, even on this occasion, after righteousness.
Yes, Lord. Let this be
in the name of Jesus. Let them see the light, so to speak, that is available to them. That this occasion comes.
You prove yourself to them. Mm.
Satan meant it for evil.
Return to you, Jesus.
Meant it for good.
For good.
In the name of Jesus. Surround them right now with your ministering angels. Install a hedge of protection around them. That the enemy can no longer cross over. Their atmosphere is changed and transformed. Saturated and charged. So that it is seen by many as strange because they don't understand it. But it's you. In the name of Jesus. We rebuke every demonic strategy and design. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus prevails. The blood prevails.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood prevails.
Thank you, Lord.
Donald and Marva,
mighty and show yourself strong, Lord.
They're receiving your peace.
Let your Shekinah glory surround them, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Your name
yes.
will be proved as mighty
strengthen
conqueror.
Both of them right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak health.
Declare it is done right now.
Wellness.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Sister Jennifer, the Holy Spirit, say no weapon. No weapon formed against Marva and Daniel. He said no weapon it formed, but it will not prosper. Then no weapon formed against Mama and Daniel will prosper. It has been formed, but it will not prosper. It will not prosper.
In the name of Jesus.
It will not
every
prosper.
Curse.
It will not prosper.
Defeated.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name
in
of
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that we could call
praise
on him in times
Lord.
Like this.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the
Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you for that prayer request. Hallelujah.
No evil.
Hallelujah. He's
thank
with
you,
us.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that prayer request that gives us the opportunity to pray, to intercede. On behalf of someone else.
Thank you, Lord.
God
thank
has
you.
Given us a mission and commission.
Oh,
and that is to intercede and stand in the gap. And that's the assignment for every believer, not just some special people or special group. Every believer. And we must walk in that reality. As we go out from this prayer cast on today, we want to remember just quickly that June 8th at 4:30 p.m. there's a Pentecost celebration, and it's also an evangelistic outreach in Branchbrook Park at 4:30 in the afternoon on June 8th. June 8th is Pentecost Sunday, and there over 50 churches are combining to produce a worship event that would sweep many into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. So we want to pray for that and intercede on that. And if you would like to participate in some kind of way, they will have people who are doing altar work. There will be people doing various things. It's an interactive kind of event. And I know tonight I'll be in a meeting where plans are being finalized for that. But that's June 8th at 4:30 in Branchbrook Park here in the great city of Newark. And let us pray that perchance God may have this be the igniting event that ignites a revival up and down the East Coast. You know, Newark has been prophesied to be ground zero for what God is going to do in pouring out. And Newark has had revivals in the past. We have a history written of that. And we're not talking about a two- or three-night event. We're talking about where 3,000 souls in one revival, 3,000 souls were swept into the kingdom of God on one night.
Hallelujah.
That's happened in Newark. So Newark is an igniter city. And let's pray that God is able to use whatever happens on the 8th as ignition for what he wants to do ongoing. So please pray about that. Also want to remind you that we'll be praying from the 28th to the 27th. And some of us, that's a 30-day period, June 28th to July 27th. That is when the Muslims celebrate Ramadan. We want to be interceding and praying for them that they would find a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And so we'll be praying for the Muslim nations around the world. And I know I'm going to fast, just like those wonderful people are. And I say wonderful. I have many wonderful Muslim friends, people we love and they love us, and they just don't trust our Lord, and we want them to do that. So these are some things just to give us update. Now, we're right on the edge of our time slot, and however, I do want to do something very special. I want us to pray out on what I would call an apostolic prayer, something that would strengthen all of us, keep us in the slot that God asked us to run in. And so these prayers are taken, or this prayer, rather, is taken directly from the Word of God. We're not making up anything. We're not thinking up anything. It's the Word of God. And when you pray the Word of God, how can you miss? Well, personalize this as we pray this. Personalize it. So we are going to pray this in the first person, a singular. And it begins by asking God to keep us from all evil, according to John chapter 17 and verse 15. According to the 17th verse in the same chapter, we are asking God, sanctify me through your word of truth. Let me be one with my brothers and sisters, that the world might believe I have been sent. That's according to John 17 and verse 21. My heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved, according to Romans 10 and 1. Let me be counted worthy of my calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power, Second Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 11, let your word have free course in my life. Second Thessalonians 3, 1, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, according to Ephesians 1, 17. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened that I might know what is the hope of my calling. What are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward me who believes? Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. Strengthen me with the might by your spirit in the inner man, Ephesians 3, 16. Let Christ dwell in my heart by faith, and let me be rooted and grounded in love, and let me comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of your love according to your word, Ephesians 3, 17 and 18. Let me know the love of Christ, which passes all understanding, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God, Ephesians 3, 19. Lord, do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think, according to the power that works in me, Ephesians 3, 20. Let utterance be given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, Ephesians 6, 19. Let my love abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, Philippians 1, 9. Let me approve things that are excellent, that I might be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Isn't that wonderful that we can pray like that, right from the Word of God? Amen. That way we're assured that we're not praying amiss. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So today I receive multiple grace and peace through the apostolic anointing, according to 2 Peter 1 and verse 2. Let's praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the peace in your word.
Feel
Lord.
The anointing flowing over you.
Understanding, Lord.
Sense
yes.
the presence
yes.
of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Anointing
you
from
you,
your
Lord.
Head.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Down to your feet, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, that apostolic prayer is what we needed today, and that's our benediction for this day as well. The apostolic prayer. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to invite you to join us again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock sharp. Just continue to walk in power and in authority today. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Hallelujah. Be blessed.
Shalom, everyone.
Peace.
Them to you. Shalom. Walk in victory.
Thank
walk
you.
In the gate.